This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Folk music legend Tom Rush is currently on tour, and he's making a stop at the Lyric Theater in Stuart on March 7th.
But know the songs that sing the truest are in the key of love, to the rhythm of a loving heart, to the wing beat of the dove.
Rush was first signed by the Elektra label in 1965, and according to Rolling Stone magazine, his album The Circle Game is what ushered in the singer-songwriter era. In fact, songwriter and musician James Taylor calls Tom Rush one of his main influences. We got a chance to speak with him, and so here we ask, who influenced your music?
I heard some Josh White recordings that really turned me around. I was playing guitar and trying to be a rock and roll kind of guy. This was late 50s when Elvis and Fats Domino and the Everly Brothers, all those guys were semi-godlike. But then I heard Josh White recordings, and I thought, wow, I've never heard a guitar played like that. I've never heard songs like that, and that's when I was introduced to folk music.
His love of folk music grew while he was at Harvard getting a degree in English literature.
There was a huge folk community going on there. It was a little club called the Club 47, one block from my dorm room. It was a little tiny room, but they would bring in the legend. You know, many of the old blues guys played there.
He laughs now, thinking about it.
All these Harvard kids sitting around singing about how rough it was in the coal mine. I like to think we made up in sincerity what we lacked in authenticity.
We ask him to describe his show, and he says,
a little oasis from all the problems in the world. The music is all over the lot. I do some funny songs. I do some sad songs. I tell some stories.
Rush just released a new album called Voices.
Voices is, I think, my best work.
We ask, what makes it the best?
I think it's the writing quality. I've started to relax. I've stopped trying to write songs that I think people will like. I just write whatever comes out, and it's more honest, and I think people respond to that.
And if you listen, you can hear them. You can hear them if you're still. They have always sung for you, and they always will.
His favorite song on the album almost didn't happen.
I recorded this in Nashville with my old friend Jim Rooney producing.
Their last night in Nashville, they thought they had finished. Then Rooney said,
Wait, we've only got 11 songs. I thought we had 12. He was all bent out of shape. And I said, Jim, it's okay. It's not, there's no law or anything. He said, no, but it's customary.
Rush wrote it that night.
And the result of that was the, if I never get back to Hackensack, it'll be all right with me.
Now, I just love New Jersey, so please don't get me wrong. It's just one tiny little itty-bitty thing that makes me sing this song. The Garden State is just first rate from Teaneck to Fort Lee. If I never get back to Hackensack, it'll be all right with me.
Tom Rush is at the Lyric Theater in Stuart on March 7th at 7 p.m.
I'll be coming in with a young guy named Matt Nakoa. He is my accompanist, but so much more. He will be doing some songs on his own. He's a monster talent, and I'm hoping that when he's playing stadiums, he lets me open the shows.
Learn more by following the links at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.
Pack and P-Pack, they're really next to none. Why they let them name it Squonkum, that's sure a mystery. And if I never get back to Hackensack, it'll be all right.